Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
A few days ago, with my Sky News hat on, I reported on a deeply moving memorial service for the victims of the nursing home fire at Quakers Hill in Sydney. 9 elderly residents died in that blaze. The nursing home community, the local community as well, were devastated. Angry, there's a powerful sense of grief and loss, but also betrayal. But another very different dynamic had been underway from within a couple of hours after the blaze. The doors of the local Anglican church were flung open, initially to triage the injured, and in the days to come it became a real centre of community, care and counselling. And that's continuing. It's where the memorial service was held, and the minister of the Quakers Hill Anglican Church, Jeff Bates, joins us now on Open House. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you.
It's great to see you. It's been quite a week for everyone in the various communities around your area.
It's just been overwhelming. Just incredibly overwhelming for everybody involved. First of all, it's outside of my experience, and I've been involved in bushfires and the like. This one takes the cake. It's not something we ever planned or thought of. I've seen people's lives shattered. Obviously, people have died. They've lost their mothers and fathers and grandparents and friends. The emotions are enormous.
Yes.
I've seen people who have trusted the person involved, and they feel really let down and don't know what to do. And so there's mixed emotions. There's people feeling anger, but not sure how to ventilate it. And they certainly feel confused and lost. So it's in this context we're sort of submerged in trying to work through it.
And also the sense of loss, not only just of human life, but I heard somebody say at the memorial the other day that the staff regarded many of the residents there as their kind of grandmothers and grandfathers, to see them lost.
That's right. A lot of folk are Filipinos who are staff members. And the Filipino folk are lovely, caring people. They know them by name. They know them, their family, and then how old their kids are and grandkids and the like, and obviously attending their medical needs. These folk who've come from the Philippines have left their own country and don't have their parents and grandparents. And in many respects, they've said to me, these are closer to than their own family. And now that's all gone.
Yeah. So the fire broke out in the nursing home, and this is just 150 metres down the road from the church. How was it that it was your church that responded to it, as it did and so quickly?
Well, I was there in the early parts after the fire, or during the fire. Our Cattley is good. We have a facility. They needed a place to take the residents, and I offered and worked with the police. So I took initiative with the police to if there was anything I could do. Obviously, there was absolutely nothing we could do at the site. That was where the professionals were. But there was also enormous needs off the site.
What were some of those needs that you met?
Well, the first need was to look after the many residents who were triaged. They didn't know what they were going to do with them. Obviously, some went straight to hospital. But there was, you can understand the confusion and the trauma, and these residents were exposed to the weather. They were cold. They weren't fed. They were confused and traumatized. They needed a physical place to take them, to protect them, and we offered that. And then they needed an emotional place to assure them they were fine and things weren't going to get any worse for them.
I saw the pictures and were so moved by the pictures of these poor people as they were taken out. I can only imagine what it was like seeing it firsthand, how your heart went out to them.
It's actually hard to come to grips with emotionally sometimes. It can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with emotions and having them. You just need to be fixed and focused on what you're doing and why you're doing it, and that helps you to do your job well.
One of the things that I noted was it wasn't just the triage, a space that you provided for triage to happen, that the help and the practical help continued for some days and continues till this day and beyond.
Well, yes, after the triage, we then had a place where families were able to gather and hear the outcome, and some weren't good of their of the residents and their families, and they couldn't meet on site. It was a crime scene. It was mayhem, and they were able to come to a place and talk and comfort and know that the police were going to give announcements there and be fed and cared for. It was close, but not in the road, and so we were able to give them a space to process that on the day. Of course, we also enable them to have a place for ongoing debriefing and counselling, particularly the staff of the nursing home. In fact, 7 or 8 hours there on Monday, and over the next couple of Mondays, they're going to be spending all day there. Can I say, I'm not going to go into details of what I saw, but they are in great need, yeah, and counselling. And as far as I see, they're getting that, and they identify the church building as being the place to go because that's where they went for comfort. And so they don't have a nursing home anymore. So the church is their place of community, at least whilst they still think the community is still existing, that is the nursing home community. And it's great that we can offer that place for them.
It was such a notable thing to see, Jeff. I might say that it became this kind of centre of community, because not nearly every church might step up like this at such times. That's for me to say, but I think it's a fair enough observation.
Well, I can't speak of other churches. I just know God has placed us in the community that we're in, and we are to be part of the community and not to stand back, and we are to be involved in the muck even, and there was a lot of it, and also bring healing and comfort in who people desperately needed it.
There was professional counselling, as you mentioned, but also just cups of tea and coffee and people in your congregation offering themselves available to be a listening ear.
It was there. I don't know how many. Look, it was ranged something between 30 and 100, and that might have varied over time on the day. They felt like their world had fallen apart, but at least someone was there. And us lay people who are professionals in caring for, well, not in that way, were able to extend the love of Christ to them.
Yeah. And that's what it's about at the end of the day.
I would hope so. We wax eloquently how much we care for the lost and the aged and the weak and the young, especially, and it says that in the Bible. Well, we've got to put that in practice.
Roll your sleeves up.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And feel the pain with them too, and go out on a limb, feel uncomfortable, but put yourself out and, you know, get whatever's in your cupboard and bring it out and use it up. But that's what it means to be following Christ.
There was a lot of food provided. I remember the Domain Group CEO that owned the nursing home said he'd never seen so many Maccas in all his life.
Yeah, when we ran out of food at one stage, we thought, what are we going to do? Oh, look, let's ring them up. And a lot of people came good, because you understand this went way longer than we anticipated.
Yes.
And it was good. People, actually, when you're having a cuppa and something to eat, it's somehow you can be more reflective and comforted and sit down and be with people familiar. The community came. I don't know how many trays of sandwiches and biscuits and cakes and Maccas and I don't know. It just kept coming, and it was good to see. And people did feel loved and valued, because they didn't know up or down for many of them. They just wanted to know where Grandma was, and they were left out on a limb, and we were able to help them in that process.
It's a wonderful thing to see, Jeff. As I said, the service was deeply moving. If you stand back from that, what were you trying to say in that service?
It was a tribute service where we wanted to give tribute to those who had died, those who were still in very desperate situations in hospital, for the trauma that the residents, other residents who had been relocated in other nursing homes. We want to give tribute to the staff who had worked so hard and had lost their family and lost their place of employment, lost their community. We want to give tribute to the fireys and the police and the ambulance and other people just like our church who stood up and helped out. And we wanted to acknowledge that God is still on the throne, and in despite the difficulty we went through, and it was huge, a God who understands us, who understands pain and suffering and wanted to love us and be with us in this. He has a plan to bring about the end of those things. And we wanted to bring hope to the people who mightn't have had any hope at all and find comfort in the Lord Jesus Christ.
And to be confronted by the vulnerability of life that we often don't realise until it hits us, often so suddenly and so personally.
Yeah, it often takes a wake-up call like that to know where you are. When you're confronted with the fragility of life and death, you ask big questions. You get off your lounge chair and you think, well, is there more to what I'm doing than what I'm chasing at the moment? And a lot of people are asking questions. Although, having said that, I'm not necessarily going to give them academic answers. Right now, I just want to show God loves them, we love you, and there is a place to process all this.
And this process, as we say, is probably going to continue for some time there.
It is. Lee, what has happened is the nursing home community has been shattered at many levels. Sure, we've heard the death and dying and people who will probably never come back to the nursing home. I mentioned on Wednesday that it was an awful statistic, but if you relocate a resident outside of their place where they are, within 6 months, it's said that, statistically anyway, that 50% of people will die. Now, there's reasons why that is. But put the trauma on top of that, and we're looking at the reduction of people's life expectancy and so what do we do with that? We've lost people, we've lost homes, we've lost relationships. We want to say, well, maybe that nursing home doesn't have the same as what it had last Friday or Friday before, but it will have another community, it will have a future. But it is not going to be the same. In fact, something interesting you might need to know: the cross that we got from the fire, we roped it together, myself and the padre, and we put police tape over it and fire hose tape, symbolic of Jesus' cross with the purple robe over it. But it also had this motif of this was an awful black event. And I want to say to people, out of a black event, just like that Black Friday thousands of years ago, something good has come. And I want to say to people, something really good can come here if they put their trust and faith in Christ and know the comfort that he can bring in their hour of need. And that is the ray of hope I'd want to extend to people. Not only those people who are at the scene or had relatives or were working there, but people who are affected by this event in the general community or broader community, they can do the same.
It's an important message to convey at so many levels to so many people and in so many contexts, and such an important work that you've done. We so much wish you well, and thank you on behalf of so many in that community for the work that the Anglican Church at Quakers Hill has done. Jeff Bates, thanks so much for joining us on Open House.
Thanks, Lee.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.